Hi, guys. Well, you've got to love the government for putting the information in the public domain. So let's just have a look at these PCR tests and see what's really going on here. All right. Because the general public don't know. We're here to try and educate people so that they do know. So let's just have a look at these PCR tests. We're going to nip down to page 6. Tells you there. PCR text prints a viral genetic material in a sample but is not able to distinguish whether infectious virus is present. You get it? That's on the government's own data. It's the government's own data. All right? So can't tell if you have a live virus. So shut down the whole country on the back of, which we already knew was downgraded from a highly infectious disease to something a lot less. However, Johnson and his pals wanted to rinse you for a few billion, so they shut the country down. Faked up the data, terrorised the population to give you what's coming next, right? And this is what's coming. They've already injected a lot of people with this, all right? So these are the weekly reported numbers. Let's just go to AstraZeneca. Quite an interesting thing on here. It's only reported up till the 25th. So I'm waiting for an update on this, and I'm pretty sure I know the reason why. Right, let's just get down to page 2, right, because what I want to look at is... It's what I want to look at. These lymph nodes. Lymphadenopathy. Right, 657. These are either malignant or non-malignant. Yeah. They're either cancer, serious cancer to kill you, but these swellings are the doctors investigating. So these people will have to present themselves terrorized because they're not going to get any treatment if this is cancer. And we know that what's in that vaccine, not a vaccine, a bioweapon, causes cancer. All right. So pretty quickly after the injection, we've only been a few weeks in, these will increase significantly. So I've got to look at massive increases here. People terrorized, terrified, because they're not getting any treatments for them. Yeah. Interesting. Quickly down to the bottom so that people can see the fatalities. Just quick number. Because obviously this, the AstraZeneca is looking as if it's going to be pretty naughty. 157,637 drug reactions and 244 fatalities. COVID-19 vaccine analysis as of the 24th of Feb. Now, we've got the Pfizer, which was the 4th of March. Let's just get down to page 2. I just want to have a look at this because this is really interesting. Now, you've got a far larger number, 1,700, but you see they were injecting this one first. 1,706, significant larger numbers, right, of this potential carcinogenic, malignant cancers. We won't know until these people have had operations, and they're not going to be getting operations because they've already postponed them. So there's no treatment. They're looking for it. All right. Let's just get down to the bottom here because we want to do the total numbers, which are quite important. So you've got four significantly less, 85,179 and 212 deaths, fatal deaths over a longer period. So what are that change? Because obviously they're the base patents that belong to Purbright and Bill Gates. What is in this one that makes it so much more toxic? Is it an extra lipid nanoparticles? Has it got an extra load in there? But we'll be able to find out and we'll be able to report on that when we get more information, because a lot of the ingredients, the cancerous ingredients, are hidden from plain sight. Do these scientists know that the interaction with microwave radiation is what's causing, from the 5G network, is what's causing this massive genocidal event? Do they know? Did they ever do any of their experiments in microwave radiation fields in relation to the ingredients of these bioweapons? Well, we'll have to ask the question, don't we?